This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've had need to see your family doctor lately, there is a good chance you've been able to do it in person, given the current state of virus infections. But then again, maybe you decided to just keep on telemedicining. A lot of us got used to it over the past year, right? In Southern California, there's a family physician making a big bet against the return of the doctor's office visit. He sees patients entirely online or at their homes, and he tracks their medical data from wearable devices all the time. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on a high-tech doc building a business around a modern version of the old-school house call.
The doctor is in his car. Every day, San Diego family physician Michael Carisu drives from one patient to another. For this midday house call, he pulls out of his trunk, no kidding, a black bag. Inside?
Medical equipment, wipes, injections, the stethoscope.
Sound standard, but Carisu is also armed with wearable smartwatches and rings for his patients that track more than just steps.
Here's a few Oura rings. Mainly used for sleep, but it's also tracking your heart rate variability, and your respiratory rate, and your core body temperature.
So by the time he walks through the door of, in this case, Dennis O'Connor...
I know what his sleep has been over the last week. I know what his heart rate has been.
Hey, Dennis. How's it going?
Real good. Come on in.
Back to the usual spot?
Right down the hall.
Seeing patients at home gives Dr. Carisu clues into how they eat and if they're at risk of falling. At Dennis's place, they geek out on his exercise numbers.
So I did some dancing in the shower this morning, a little bit of walking, and it measures my fitness level.
This is a new doctor model Carisu was trying. No office. He ditched his lease in the pandemic, saving $7,000 a month. And now he's on his own, practicing what he calls high-tech, high-touch medicine.
Take a big breath in here and out.
Like many innovations, Carisu's came out of necessity. For years, he worked at a clinic at UC San Diego and at a private practice, both shut down last spring.
There was no revenue stream coming in for me, so that pressure cooker situation allowed me to be really creative.
He began to see patients online and at their houses, which he'd never done. Most of his patients are on Medicare, which during the pandemic is paying doctors for these services. And from his house, Carisu logs on from what he calls Command Central.
I have the dashboard of data from a particular wearable device. Then I have another screen where I'll bring up the electronic medical record. And then another one where I can communicate directly with the patient. And, you know, another one that's just for telemedicine.
It does look a bit like NASA. This is exciting for a lot of doctors, including Dr. Dion Denmark, a neuroscientist and geneticist at Alta Medical. But she worries it's a little early to depend on data from wearables.
We're going to be making a whole bunch of spurious associations or thinking that the data means something that they don't. And we constantly need to be on the lookout for that. If the signal looks too good to be true, then it probably is.
It will take time for Carisu to show that data plus house calls can prevent disease and save the system money. It does make his patients happy. Dr. Randolph Gordon, a health industry consultant at Deloitte, says that's important.
Healthcare, like the rest of the economy, is moving to being consumer-directed. It's a matter of convenience. It's a matter of expectation.
Home visits are also helpful for Dr. Carisu's elderly patients. His next San Diego appointment, Tyler Orion, has mobility issues.
Look around back, all right.
This being Southern California, they do the appointment in her backyard by her tomatoes and her collard plants. Dr. Mike is pleased with her data.
So you've been keeping your swims up.
Oh, yeah. And I love it when I get an attaboy from you and I finish my swim and then I like immediately get a text from Mike that has something cute.
For all the smiles, Michael Carisu's venture faces an iffy future. Medicare could cut payments for home visits and telemedicine when the pandemic subsides. For now, though, this doc says house calls and virtual house calls are also better for him.
I'm getting more deep sleep. I mean, here and there, I still have two young boys, so that remains to be seen.
That's right. This high-tech family doc without an office tracks his analytics, too. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.